I'm Tyler Pratt, and as part of your Austin music experience, this is your sound check. If you haven't seen Gary Clark Jr. live before, now you have the opportunity to at least hear the experience. The Austin Electric Bluesman is releasing an album of tracks he's performed across the world, aptly titled Gary Clark Jr. Live. There are plenty of staples such as Ain't Messin' Around, Bright Lights, and Travis County on the record, as well as renditions of work from Robert Pettway, Lowell Fulson, Albert Collins, and Jimi Hendrix. And there's also plenty of live improvisation and a few surprises. Gary Clark Jr. Live is out September 20th. And while we're on the subject of Clark, you may have heard by now that he's one of the new owners of iconic Austin venue, Antone's. The news was announced last week in the Austin Business Journal. And now Clark has talked at length with the Austin Chronicle's Kevin Curtin about his new investment. In the interview, Clark speaks about how Antone's has been his foundation over the years, crediting the Blues Club with making him the musician he is today. You can read more about Clark's history with Antone's at austinchronicle.com. The Foo Fighters have a new album on the way. Titled Sonic Highways, the record now has an official release date. The Foo Fighters recorded one song for the record in each city they visited for a series premiering on HBO October 17th. Chicago, Los Angeles, Nashville, New Orleans, New York, Seattle, Washington, D.C., and of course, Austin. The tracklist for the album is up online, and Sonic Highways is out November 10th. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.